Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the 10 years since the Boston Marathon bombings, former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis has become a national speaker on some of the strengths and weaknesses in law enforcement's response to a mass tragedy. There have been a lot of changes in security and in policing since 2013, and former Commissioner Davis joins us to talk about this. Good morning. Thanks for being with us on Morning Edition.
Good morning, Deb. My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
Now, because you were the Boston Police Commissioner at the time, you've often been asked about the city's response to the bombings. But you know what they say about hindsight. So what would you say now, 10 years later, about the main strengths and maybe the biggest challenge in the 2013 response to the bombings?
One of the biggest issues that I recall was the psychological effect it had on the victims of the incident, as well as the first responders who had to provide life-saving assistance to people who were literally bleeding out on the streets of Boston. I didn't realize the impact of the psychological trauma and how that would affect my officers. We brought in psychologists and psychiatrists to help them, you know, decompress from the incident. But in the coming weeks, we found that much more serious treatment was needed. We had to increase our communication with our partners at the federal and state level. We had a tremendous working relationship, but some things needed to be tweaked.
There's been quite a bit of new technology developed over the past decade that could change the way these types of situations are handled. Do you think now, when you see some of these new tools, that it would have changed what happened in 2013?
Well, it could very well have. One of the things that's been controversial is the use of facial recognition. It was in its infancy when we tried it, and it didn't work. It did not turn up the suspects, but I believe now it would. Leveraging those advances when the country is under an assault and people's lives hang in the balance is critical.
I remember people holding signs after the arrest of Tsarnaev saying, "Thank you, police," or high-fiving officers. But, you know, this was before Ferguson. This was before George Floyd, and there's been a marked change in the perception of law enforcement over the past 10 years. How do you think that would affect the response if a tragedy like this were to happen today?
There's certainly been a sea change in people's attitudes, and deservedly so. I mean, the things that have happened to the citizens and their perception of and trust in the police have been horrible. It's up to the police to reestablish the trust that we had back then. In the meantime, the solution to this is absolute transparency as quickly as possible.
Also, since 2013, as a country, right, we've experienced many major tragedies and disasters, mass shootings. Do you worry that people have become maybe numb or complacent about safety precautions?
I think, if anything, these active shooter situations that have been so prolific over the last year or two are driving people to be more concerned about that. They're not getting complacent, but I worry that they get numb to it and don't stand up and demand that something be done to stop it, to be quite honest with you.
Do you think we're safer now than we were 10 years ago?
That's a hard question. I think in regard to terrorist events, we improve every year as far as our ability to understand the threat, but the threat morphs every year. Now the threat seems to be more domestic, and we have to adapt to that. The active shooter thing is horrible, and I don't know in that particular arena if we're safer now. I worry about that, and I worry about our inability as a country to deal with it.
Former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you, Deb.